Well, you need an application. Let me see what I thought of the application. Image application, I think of is I want a country where the capitalist indeed became very flexible. And this is very easy to think of, and that's a land. Because a land is where is the structure, where the whole purpose is exchange of oxygen between blood and air. And the war is a capitalist. And just as its dimension is just like the same as ordinary capillary in thickness, that dimension. And there's nothing in, on the side to support. So the counter example is lung. So next thing I want to is lung's elasticity of the capillaries of the lung. And once that is understood, of course, then many problems of the lung directly related to physiology, pathology, diseases, and so on, injury, and so on. Now that's my starting point for formally research, because I know there's a counterexample there. If ordinary capillary is rigid, this capillary must be quite sensible. Now the question, however, immediately, this is where payoff from engineering view of physiology came by. You look at the lung, there's a capillary there. This capillary, however, is no longer single tubes. They are making up into a two-dimensional sheets. And in the sheets, the blood vessels are not tubes. They are like flowing a sheet with obstructions here and there. In other words, geometry is entirely different. So by studying the geometry and studying the thickness and so on, now we have a way to measure the distensibility of the whole thing and tie it up with property of the material which makes this up. And this all turned out to be true. It takes quite a few years to really clean it up.